Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Gittin Chav Ches, Gittin 28a, pagination is 55. We're starting from the Mishnah, about 12 lines from the top of the page. Hamevi Get, a person is a messenger to bring a get from the husband to the wife. Vihinicho, and he left the husband, when he left his place, he left him zaken ochole, elderly or sick. No sein lo, the messenger can still give the get to the wife, becheska shehu kayam, with the assumption that he is still alive. What is the great significance, whether the husband is alive or isn't alive? So the Beis Shmuel in Kuf Mem Aleph Kuf Vav points out that the question primarily, most notably, would be if the husband did not have children and does have a living brother, and this woman would have to do Yibum or Chalitza with that brother unless she gets the get before the husband's death. And the Mishnah is telling us that if you left the husband elderly or sick, we still assume that he's alive. He has a cheskes chayim. The assumption is that he's still alive. And therefore you could give the get and do so resting assured that he's still alive and it's a good get and it will not be misleading anyone into thinking that there was a get when the husband was already dead and she would be obligated in Yibum. So that's the statement of the Mishnah, that we assume the husband is still alive. Similarly, a second case, Bas Yisrael Anesua LeKohen, a Yisrael woman who marries a Kohen, and the husband, the Kohen, is traveling overseas. Ocheles b'truma, she could still eat truma b'cheska shukayim, with the assumption that he's alive. Again, the principle that he was known to be alive, and we continue to believe that he's alive until other information becomes available. Finally, a third case, hashaleach hatosam b'medinas hayom. There's a case of a person sending a sin offering from overseas. When it gets to the Beis HaMikdash, Makrivinosa, we're allowed to bring the carbon, Becheska Shukayim, with the assumption that the person who sent the carbon is still alive. The Gemara is going to tell us one case would be a Chatos Ha'of, a bird offering that does not require smicha. But whatever the case is, the concept is that we assume the owner is still alive unless we get other information. The Gemara, however, qualifies this ruling in terms of assuming that a person is still alive. Amar Rava, Lo Shanu, we only learnt this rule, assuming he's still alive. Ela Zaken Shlo Higia LeGevuros, a Zaken, an older person that has not reached the age of 80. V'chole, and a sick person. Sharov Cholim L'Chayim, because most sick people live. They get better. Aval Zaken Shlo Higia LeGevuros. But if you would have a case of an older person that's already in his 80s, vigoses, or a person who's in their final stage of the dying process, where they're already showing signs of dying in terms of their breathing and different types of signs, sharov gosesim lemisa, because most people in that moribund state are going to die imminently, lo, we would not say this chazaka that the person is still alive. So the case of goses person is in his dying stage, so that's something that's accepted in halacha. Simen kuf mem aleph se'if samach ches, and it's mentioned in Hilchas Avelus as well, the concept of goses, and that's an exception of its own that Rava is introducing. However, Rava also introduced something that could very well be a controversial ruling, and that is that once a person reached the age of 80, the regular chazakah that a person who was alive is still alive, and the assumption is, until we hear otherwise, we assume them to be alive, Rava is saying does not apply after the age of 80, that becomes a subject of discussion. Esvei Abaye, Abaye asks, Hamevi get, a person is bringing a get, v'hinicho zaken, and he left the person, the husband, as an elderly man, afilu ben meya shana, even if he's 100 years old, nosin la b'cheska shuhukayim, you can assume that he's still alive, to yufta, it is considered a significant question on Rava's ruling. And according to the first approach of the Gemara, Abaye's question is accepted, and if even up to 100, the person is still considered b'cheskas chayim alive, then at 80, which was Rava's statement, we're certainly going to disregard that concern. The Gemara continues, however, and says, "V'iba yasema, if you want, we could actually give an answer to reconcile Rava's ruling of the age 80 and the Brisa's ruling of the age of 100, and that reconciliation would be kevan de iflig iflig. Once a person reached a very high age, so then he's no longer in the norms of humanity. He's an exception. And at that point, you no longer can say that he lost his cheskas chayim because he's so old. Once you get so old, you're going to die. This person clearly is exceeding expectations, and that concern does not apply to him. Now, if we went with this second approach of reconciliation, so then Rava said 80s, the Brisa said 100. Rashi tells us that when we re-understand Rava's ruling to be limited to age 80 and up, and not to cover age 100 and up, that actually is revising ad tishim, until the age of 90. So that according to Rashi, what's being revised here is that from 80 to 90, we accept Rava's ruling of concern. He's considered a zaken, that's a concern, that he's not necessarily alive until we get other information. But from 90 already until 100 plus, he's considered iflig, iflig. He's considered an exception, and we're not concerned. As long as he was alive when we left, we can assume he's still alive. The support for Rashi would presumably be the Pasuk, which was the source of this whole 80-year-old concept, which was Ve'im Begivuros Shimonim Shana, a Pasuk in Tehillim that says that the stronger ones live till their 80s. So Rashi, the minute you out of 80, the 80 decade, says, well, you're out of that pasuk, and therefore you've exceeded expectation, and you're included in this new category of kevan de iflig, ifli. Let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch for a moment. Indeed, the case of Goses is brought. V'yesh misha omer, and there are those that say, Dehoda amrinan bezokein dafka bepochos mi ben pei. The concept of zokin is limited to a person who is under the age of 80. O yoser mikuf, or if he's more than 100, because then he's included in iflig iflig. Avul mi ben pei ad ben meya, but from 80 until 100, dino kigoses, we put him in the same category as the unknown. We don't know if he's still alive because of his age not being the typical chazaka type of age. He's older than we can rely on a chazaka, and he has not yet entered iflig iflig. Again, the Mechaber, together with the Ramah, are ruling 80 till 100 are considered risk age years. And the Gra points out that that's the wording of the Gemara. Simply, the Gemara only revised based on the Kasha of the Braisa. But the Beis Shmuel points out, V'Rashi Pirish Bishas, Rashi learnt this, that once we're revising 100 plus, we should revise 90 plus, because Tishim Ulamailo Becheskes Chai Kevan De Iflig, as we mentioned based on the Pasuk, you're already out of the Shimonim decade. And the only reason that the Braisa used the word 100 was to show with an extreme, even if the person would be 100. But it wasn't intending to tell you the differentiation of Iflig Iflig. And Rashi would learn that the only problem would be in the decade of 80, because that was already described by the Pasuk as Gevuros, and once you're out of that, you're considered Iflig. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.